got an old boss that's aggravating, what does he tell you to do? Don't please him with eye service like you're trying to please a man. Try to please him like you're trying to please God, and you can't do it unless you fear God. You ain't even going to try to please him. You're going to be an aggravating rascal, even though you are a Christian. And you don't fear God. I tell you, an aggravating Christian is an aggravating thing. I'd rather be around a cussing fellow than an aggravating Christian. You need to kid yourself. I'm down in Fishman down there. I'd rather be around them guys that cusses and respects me than I had an old sorry Christian that don't respect me. 10 to 1. Says, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. Don't do it as unto men. Do it to the Lord. Knowing that of the Lord you shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for you serve the Lord Christ, the reward of the inheritance. That reminds me over there in Psalm 16, where old David said, the lions are falling out to me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. That fellow feared the Lord. He even yelled out, Psalm 34:11 says, come, you children, hearken unto me, and I'll teach you what the fear of God is. That's what I'm doing tonight. Teach you what the fear of God will do for you. How to make you act. How you can tell a fella, a man, a woman, a Christian, when boy or girl, when they got the fear of God rooted in them. Lord, their activities, shoot, boy, it's beautiful when they got the fear of God in them. About that last verse of Psalm or Proverbs 31 about a virtuous woman starts off in verse 10. Lord, have mercy. Favor is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman that fears the Lord, she shall be praised. It tells you that virtuous woman is a woman that fears the Lord. Her husband trusts in her. He trusts in her safely and hath no need of spoil because she fears the Lord. Well, you got to fear God. You can't fear man. Oh, Lord, let me get on that just a moment. So, Proverbs 29:25, the fear of man bringeth a snare. You're getting a trap going around being afraid of men. And that don't mean you go around raising the devil, disrespecting him. That scripture I quoted from the beginning with in 1 Peter 2:17 says, love the brotherhood, honor the king, fear God, honor all men. Does that give you a note of liberty to go out and raise the devil and act like a stinking devil around God's people or anybody else? It sure don't. It says, honor all men. Fear God. Honor the king. Love the brotherhood. Hey, God didn't put that in the Bible just to beat your gums on and pass it up and say, oh, that's for him, that's for him, that's for her. Not for me. Yeah, it is. When you preach, you got to preach like this. They that preach the gospel ought to live by the gospel. Praise God. All right, now I want to show you where that didn't work and it messed the guy up and it messed anybody else up. I want you to turn to 1 Samuel, the 15th chapter. Tragedy. A tragedy when you won't act like you fear God and let the fear of God rule your life. They that rule over men must be just ruling in the fear of God. You got to have the fear of God on you all the time. You ain't got no business telling anybody anything. In other words, nothing if the fear of God's not on you all the time. All the time. Samuel 15, what a tragedy. Verse 24. And Saul said unto Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord in thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed them, their voice. I didn't fear God. I feared the people. Go back a little bit further. Same chapter, verse 11. Verse 10. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, It repenteth me that I have set up King Saul to be king, for he has turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments. And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night for a man that didn't fear God. I hope you listen to this. This is wonderful. When Samuel rose early to meet Saul in the morning, it was told Samuel, saying, Saul came to Carmel. Behold, he set up a place and has gone about and passed on and gone to Gilgal. And Samuel came to Saul, and Saul said unto him, Blessed be thou the Lord. Oh, I performed the commandment of the Lord. Oh, yeah. I fear the Lord. Yeah, but you go and do what you want to do. It ain't the fear of the Lord. No such a thing. And Samuel said, What meaneth then the blading of the sheep in mine ears and the lowing of the oxen which I have heard? Saul said, They brought them from the Amalekites, where the people spared the best of the sheep and the oxen to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God. The rest we've utterly destroyed. Samuel said to Saul, Stay, and I'll tell you what the Lord has said to me this night. He said unto him, Say on. Now he's getting down to business with him. And Samuel said, When thou wast little in thine own sight, wast thou not made the head of the tribes of Israel, and the Lord anointed thee king over Israel? And the Lord sent thee on a journey and said, Go and utterly destroy the sinners, the Amalekites, and fight against them until they be consumed. Wherefore then didst thou not obey the voice of the Lord, but didst fly upon the spoil, and didst evil in the sight of the Lord? And Saul said unto Samuel, Yea, I have obeyed the voice of the Lord, and have gone the way which the Lord sent me, and have brought Agag the king of Amalek, and have utterly destroyed the Amalekites. Yea, I've obeyed the voice of the Lord. If you haven't completely obeyed the voice of the Lord, you haven't obeyed the voice of the Lord. A half-hearted and halfway obedience is not obeying the voice of the Lord. The people took the spoil, sheep and oxen, chief of the things which should have been utterly destroyed, to sacrifice unto the Lord thy God in Gilgal. And Samuel said, Hath the Lord his great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices, as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Doesn't that ring a bell? That's just the way you'll act when you don't have the fear of God on you. Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as the sin of iniquity and idolatry. Because you rejected the word of the Lord also rejected even being king. You rejected more than that. He rejected him, period. That's a modest result there. Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned. Three things that people don't like to admit. I've sinned. I've failed. I've been wrong. I've had one member of this ministry to walk up to me since we've been out here 10 years and say that. I've failed. I've been wrong. And I have sinned. One. You reckon that member is the only person in this ministry that has been guilty of that, but just won't admit it? Saul said to Samuel, I have sinned, for I have transgressed the commandment of the Lord and thy words, because I feared the people and obeyed their voice. The fear of God will make you obey God, even though it's going to cost you. Your pride is, oh Lord, that's the last thing people want to give up. Did you know that? Why do you think the devil was thrown out of heaven? If he'd have feared God, he'd have still been the light bearer that stood next to God. He's the most intelligent being that God ever created. Did you ever read that in Ezekiel 28? You're wiser than Daniel, and there's no secret they can hide from you. Great Lord, what a smart rascal. Woo! Well, I'll having one exception, that's Christ.